You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hey there, welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, functional nutritionist, Akashic Soul Record reader, and intuitive nourishment guide. And today we have your February monthly Akashic Soul Nourishment reading. And if you are new to these monthly readings, welcome. I'll give you a little quickie insight into what these are all about. Every month, at the beginning of the month, I open up the Akashic Records to channel in messages for the collective. And by collective, I mean those of you who are listening in to this podcast right now. So even if you are here for the first time, yes, there is something in this message here for you. And I never know what's going to come through. So I look forward to these just as much as maybe some of you do who've been listening for some time now. These messages from the Akashic Records are very much coming in at the level of the metaphorical mind. There's lots of symbols and metaphor. So I invite you to listen in, simply open up and allow the message, not just the words and the semantics, but also the energy to land within you and see what it stirs up. You might find that there are certain emotions or memories or visions or feelings and sensations. And I invite you to just tune into all of that and what that is telling you. And for anything that does not resonate, you can leave. If you want to learn more about the Akashic Records, I have a special episode that I recorded a while back, episode 56, Akashic Records 101, Accessing Powerful Soul Messages for Clarity, Healing, and Growth. Akashic Records is a huge part of not only my work, but also my life and how I commune with spirit and the unseen realm and make it practical, practical application of that connection and intuitive insight. And if you're interested in journeying with the Akashic Records and potentially with me as your guide, I am opening up doors once again for my one-on-one mentorship. And this is my 90-day Akashic Transformational Mentorship. This is for healers and helpers who are looking to work with the Akashic Records to not only build and support the growth of their intuition and receive supportive insight into their soul path, their health, life, work, etc., but you can also bring it into your work with others in whatever way that wants to be expressed through you. I've had many healers and practitioners walk through this mentorship with me. I've also had creatives and artists. So you don't have to be a so-called healer as a profession, but simply wanting a deeper relationship with the Akashic Records, with your intuition and realignment and connection with your soul purpose and path so that you can make some big shifts in this world, in your life and for the collective. This mentorship is 90 days long and I am literally in your back pocket. We stay connected through a sweet app called Telegram, where you'll receive support throughout the entire 90 days. And we also meet together in sessions over the course of the program. You'll receive my exclusive training on accessing the Akashic Records, working with them, and also reading for others. and you get a customized approach and plan based off of what you got going on. So if you have health challenges, chronic issues, or simply feel really stuck in a particular area of your health or life, that will also be a significant focus of our program together. So every program is different depending on the person. This is an immersive mentorship, and it is one of my favorite ways of working with you and supporting you. Because it is so high touch and a bigger commitment on both of our parts, it is a higher investment, and there is an application process. So if you are looking for a deep, immersive experience with a mentor as your guide, connecting in with your Akashic records, your guides, masters, teachers, loved ones, and saying yes to a bigger vision for yourself and alignment in 2021, then I invite you to apply. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/90-day. And I will also have the link in the show notes. So you can go ahead and read all about it over there. And if you feel the call, I encourage you to apply, and we will hop on a call. No obligations, simply a chance to explore the possibility of working together. I can't wait to meet you. All right, so moving into this month's reading, I did want to be transparent and share a little bit of my process around this. As I opened up the records, it actually took me a couple of days of sitting with this, and it wasn't a super easy flow. You know, sometimes they come rushing in like a river, and other times it's as if I have to tease a thread from this tapestry and pull it, and then I lose it, and I have to go find it and tease it again. And that's kind of how this felt. So it was interesting, the experience with this one, and also what came through in the content and the actual message that we received this time around. I also pulled a card, a tarot card, at the end of the reading. I was told to do so, and we got two cards. So stay tuned for the end, because I feel that it really rounds out a lot of what we receive and sort of puts a nice little bow on the message that we received this month. Okay, so let's get this started. Here we go with our reading for February 2021. Ring, ringing, ring-a-ling, ring around the rosy, the red circle that marks the spot that cannot be washed out with friction or harsh solutions. The spot remains to be seen and judged, labeled and marred, shunned and coveted, projections holding up a mirage, a hologram that is made dense by provocation and misguided attention. This process is not in isolation in your world. The rise of kings and idols made possible through your collective effort, an effort of habit, holding attention and thereby the weight of reality without conscious awareness. A remarkable feat, as you are asleep, awake only to the dream, the shadow cast by what was light years ago, long gone, disappeared into the dark, chasing old stories in your peripheral view. But what, we ask, lays ahead? Do you see with your own eyes, or do you see with another's? Fool's gold is still some kind of gold. For some, the chase is the dream. It is time to refocus with your own eyes, both physical and spiritual. Shed the various filters and lenses put forth before you. An unfiltered view does not see a different picture. Rather, it allows for more clarity, precision, color, depth. It captures relationship in motion, the dancing light of what is to come, the essence of love imbued within all. The unfiltered view no longer sees the refracted light creating monsters out of the ordinary and savior gods from technology. To truly open your unfiltered eyes, you must have faith and patience, as if seeing for the first time, because for many, it will be. You may feel dizzy and disoriented, confused and surprised. You may feel grief and elation, anger and appreciation, for there is no going back to unseeing the truth. Upon the cliff, an eagle flies before you. Two stones within its grasp, one is the weight of the world, the other the weight of your soul. These stones are carved from the same star. Bewilderment is its own unique medicine, you know. Like the devotion of spinning dervishes, or the forced surrender in thrashing waves. While it is difficult to feel the grace when drowning, can you trust that your spirit has a life jacket an arm's length away? Steady as she goes, steady as she goes, the wheel continues to roll over rocky ground, bumps and dips, but ever steady she goes. If we look closely, one can see that it is the land that is moving beneath her rotating body, stillness in motion, how we are meant to live and operate. As you experience certain hiccups along the way, pay mind to how they modify the experience of this ride. Do they propel you forward before you feel ready? Do they slow down your flow and beg for your close attention, bringing your focus to here and now? Do they ask for review of something that is not working? Do they compel you to prepare for any bigger bumps ahead? Utilize this time as you would if preparing for a long sojourn, an expedition toward heights unknown, depths unfathomed. What are the basic building blocks of your life? This is all you truly need to tend to. The rest is either superfluous or an exercise in frontierism, expansion beyond what is and into what could be, potentially at a high cost. The inherent danger in this expansion is not the expansion process itself, but the trappings of moral illusions, habitual patterns of thought, and hungry ghosts that surface for reparation. Take care to keep your window open for the flow of new consciousness notes to chime in. Soft melodies in the distance that one day captivate your soul enough to leave what you know and explore a new yet familiar way of relating. The way your body wants to move to this new sound will give you clues as to how you are meant to participate. Your dance is not known in the mind. It is remembered by heart and revealed in the body. If you are quiet enough, you will hear your future calling. And there we have our reading for February. And what's interesting about this, as I completed and pulled a card, two cards came out. The first was the Magician reversed. The second was the Five of Pentacles. So let's break this down, shall we? The Magician reverse. Well, this is card number one in Major Arcana. And the Magician, ruled by Mercury, is this alchemist, the energy of this alchemist who has learned how to use the tools and create and manifest through awareness of their power and the ability to channel through the vessel of the body. And this being in right alignment and relationship with all things. So the magician is a manifester, a creator, but the magician cannot do so without being in right relationship to everything, really, but especially to the elements and to time. The magician is connected in with the throat chakra as well, and especially with Mercury, the planet of communication, ruling this card. So this particular card is also about understanding the principles of communication and being open to receive communication from the archetypal world, from the ethers, from the records, from your intuitive connection. And this is also allowing for vital energy and energies to come through, which support manifestation and the manifestation process. Now, when we receive this card in reverse, this is totally Mercury retrograde feels. And I don't think that it's a mistake that we receive this card in reverse just after Mercury went retrograde. So we are currently in a period of Mercury retrograde. And I think a lot of what we are hearing within this reading as well, including, you know, taking off some of the filters from our view and our lens and the bumps that we'll be experiencing along the road, this invitation to reassess in a way and review, these are all themes of Mercury retrograde, right? So it's interesting that I feel we're being given a message of how to be with this energy in a way that can really support us. The second card that came through is the Five of Pentacles. So the Five of Pentacles is not generally a card that we like to see. It's traditionally a contraction card, right? And it can commonly be seen as even negative or like difficult, challenging energy. However, I am feeling that that's not why we are being shown this card or presented this card. I feel that very often in periods of Mercury retrograde, whether it is actually Mercury retrograde or it's just a time or a phase in our life where it feels like things aren't moving as they should or in flow or there's lots of bumps in the road, that we can feel this contraction of the Five of Pentacles. You know, the Pentacles is really about the 3D world, the mundane world. It can be about money and finances, but also about just real life experiences. And so here we have this magician, you know, the card of manifestation and magic, communication in reverse, and then we're getting this contraction card. The Five of Pentacles is really showing up to shine a light and a mirror on the things that we need to look at and the things that may feel hard and difficult. And how can we move through these with a bit more grace or compassion for ourselves and for others, with a little bit more patience? You know, these are also some of the things that I think we're being asked to do with this general reading that we received with our guides. With this card, it's important to pause and take a look at how we are being with these contractions. And it's not to say that we're supposed to bypass or totally avoid challenges or very real things that are happening in your life. You know, it could be something that's going on with your health or your relationships or your job or finances. Like, this is actually happening. It's not like this is not real, right? But one thing that I have learned in working with Five of Pentacles is that while it may not feel easy, and sometimes it just feels like plain fucking hard, to be honest, there is always, always, always some lesson, some invitation, and medicine in it. So that's where we have to open our eyes to what that is for us. And Five of Pentacles is very often a feeling, not necessarily a fact. We can have two people that experience the same challenge and one person literally can't handle it and goes off the deep end, and the other person can be pretty optimistic about it. So there's also the way of relating and perceiving things in your life, and that has to do definitely with, you know, frequency and tending to your nervous system on a daily basis, really supporting yourself. So that's something that I recommend with this card, Five of Pentacles, is supporting yourself in that deep way, even if it means like all you have time for is taking a couple of deep breaths. Can you allow yourself to move through the bumps and honor the contractions and honor a lot of the feels that are coming up through this process and perhaps the challenges that we're going to be experiencing this month? Can you prepare yourself for not only moving through this time, but also for the expansion that is to come? Because, of course, with every contraction, there is always an expansion that follows. And that's another thing that is coming through this reading as well, this preparation of this expansion and what that can actually look like. These times, these moments like this are some of our greatest opportunities. Opportunities for enhanced awareness, course correction, and alignment. But it really does require a commitment from you to stay awake and be willing to be there for yourself and do the work. There is a lot more that is coming through for me around some specific moments in the reading, but I'm kind of feeling like I'm going to allow that to land for you. And I'm curious what this reading provokes within you. I would love to hear if you would like to share. You can always reach out to me on Instagram. My handle is @wildlyrooted. You can also pop up in our Facebook group, and the link to that will be in the show notes below. Last but not least, if this show has helped or inspired or spoken to you in any way, if it's this podcast episode, the monthly readings, or just the interviews and conversations that we had, if any of that has supported you in any way, it would mean the world to me if you show your support through either a small financial contribution. We have a Patreon page where some beautiful souls have gathered to support the podcast from as little as $1 a month. Your support will cover the costs associated with producing and hosting the show. And every penny counts towards supporting this work. So I appreciate you so much. If you want to make just a one-time contribution, that's also a possibility. And all of the information will be in the show notes as well. The other option is to leave a 5-star review. So if you want to help us out by spreading the word and getting in front of more folks, that's one of the best ways to do so. I'm excited for the podcast this month. We have so many beautiful interviews lined up. I'm so excited for you to hear these incredible teachers, wisdom keepers, healers, and helpers. And I'd love to hear from you what you want to hear more about on the podcast. If there's any theme or topic or person that you would love to see on the show, let me know. Reach out on Instagram or shoot us an email at hello@wildlyrooted.com. All right, y'all. Sending you so much love and blessings for this month. Happy Mercury retrograde. And I will see you next time. Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world, because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.